Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Boken. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Maynisch moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goslin. Garms reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Bokan reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Goslin moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garms bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bochan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Bochan reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bochan scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebert hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms. QL reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch bunts for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive to right field. Campbell throws towards third. Sharon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sharon. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bochan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garms is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive towards third. Sherin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a pop-up towards third. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. QL scores. Goslin moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 5-2. Senators. Sam Gray now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Cronin scores. It's 7-2, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Sam Gray. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sherin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in W. Ashington.